I am 100% crystal clear on who my target audience is, and that is my Latinas. I serve Latinas. I talk to Latinas. Everything that I create is for Latinas and by Latinas, okay? So if you want to monetize speaking opportunities, you have to get crystal clear on who your target audience is. Why? Because when you want to serve everybody, you serve no one, okay? You are listening to the Say Hola Well podcast, a show dedicated to destigmatize the idea of wanting more money. More money, more options for you, your family, and our community to become financially free. I am your host, Lucy King. I am on a mission to help decolonize wealth for Latinas, and here is how I do it. I talk about building generational wealth through a holistic lens. I give you the strategies, the mindset, and the ideas to create generational wealth and also break away from a culture of silence. Ya sabes, the belief that in our cultura, no se habla de dinero. We don't talk about money. I am a first-gen investor who went from believing I had to work mentally and physically hard for money to now having multiple investment accounts and run a business that I love. I am a mom, a wife, speaker, and author, ready to help you create wealth beyond your ancestors' wildest dreams. Welcome to the Say Hola Well podcast. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to follow us on social if you are loving the podcast, want to build community, and you want to learn creative ways to increase your income. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and of course on our website at www.sayholawell.com. If you feel inspired by any of the episodes, it will mean the world to me if you can leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts. This is how other mujeres find us. Hello, welcome back to the Say Hola Well podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about how to find speaking engagements that are paid. But before I get started with the show, I want to remind you to join Cash Libre. This is my weekly newsletter series where I give you step-by-step free coaching on money mindset, debt management, investing, and my favorite is helping you elevate your income. So if you are not part of Cash Libre, ¿qué estás esperando? Join today using the link in the show notes. Now, I want to share with you why I decided to record this podcast. First of all, I have been presenting and speaking for, I want to say now 2 years, but it wasn't until last year when I decided to fully take on a speaking engagement as another source of income for Say Hola Wealth. And I also want to do a disclaimer, which is the fact that I'm not new to speaking in front of an audience because I was doing this a lot in my previous career. I used to also have so many mindset and limiting beliefs around speaking engagements because I always thought that I needed to sound a specific way before I even start monetizing my voice. And then eventually I was like, you know what? I'm just going to show as I am and I'm going to monetize my voice because I do believe that in our community, people need to hear from Latinas or Latinos. And so this episode is dedicated to those of you that decided to give me a yes, I want you to record this podcast via Instagram. So here is what I'm going to talk to you about today. Number one, I'm going to talk to you about how I find speaking opportunities. Number two, I'm going to walk you through the process that I use to reach out to companies or opportunities. And then lastly, I'm going to talk to you about how I negotiate my speaking contracts. Okay, let's go ahead and start with number one. How does Lucy find speaking opportunities? First of all, I am 100% clear on who my target audience is. Let me say that again. I am 100% crystal clear on who my target audience is, and that is my Latinas. I serve Latinas. I talk to Latinas. Everything that I create is for Latinas and by Latinas, okay? So if you want to monetize speaking opportunities, you have to get crystal clear on who your target audience is. Why? Because when you want to serve everybody, you serve no one, okay? Now, what happens if you want to serve, let's say that you are someone who wants to serve women, I want you to get crystal clear on ¿qué mujer es la que le quieres hablar? Who is the woman that you're speaking to? Is she a professional? Is she a stay-home mom? Is she a lawyer? Who is she? So the more clear you get on these, the better it's going to be for you. Why? Because it's exhausting to reach out to everyone, to be honest with you, okay? So I am crystal clear on my target audience, and you should also do that. And because I am so clear on who my target audience is, I leverage research strategies. For example, I use Google as my best friend. So because I've served Latinas, I know that Latinas are entrepreneurs. I know that Latinas are mujeres in their 9-to-5. And so anything that I research using Google has to have the word Latina. For example, let me just give you something right now. Let's say that I want to reach out to Latinas in higher ed, higher education. They're professionals. They're my ideal target audience. So I use Google Alerts. So you can use Google to create an alert. So anytime people post Latinas in this example, higher ed, I will get an email directly to my inbox that says, so just announced their fifth annual conference for Latinas in higher ed. So I get that directly to my inbox. Now, it's very likely that as I'm getting this email in my inbox, the conference already has reached out to speakers. They already have a program. They already done. However, I use the information to put it in my, what I call my leads bank. And so I use that information to later on reach out to the conference and say, hey, if you're looking for speaking for your next conference, here's my information. Here's who I am. Here's my website. Here's what I do. So I make it very easy for them. And I don't just send them this random email. Like I actually make sure that the conference values and their target audience also align with my values. So at this point of my career and my business with Say Hola Wealth, I don't just sign speaking engagements because they sound pretty, because they pay me good. Like it actually has to align with me. And that is something that I also want you to make sure that you understand. Just because you want to speak doesn't mean that you should sign everything that comes your way, okay? So let me tell you again. Google has a setting called Google Alerts, and you want to set it up to give you the information that you need and the conferences and the speaking opportunities that you want to attract, okay? The other thing that I love doing is I'm very big on not everyone is gonna like me, and I'm okay with that, right? And so you have to be okay that you are not going to be everyone's cup of tea. For example, there's people that have said to me, oh, I would love to have you speak, but you're older than our target audience. And I'm like, fine. There's people that said, well, you have an accent and we're not sure. I'm like, great. Like, I don't get offended by any of those things. Now, if you were to tell my 28-year-old self, I would be like, yes, I'm crying. But now I honestly don't give a crap if people say that I need to sound like somebody else to hire me. I'm like, okay, they're not my ideal audience. And I don't let that hold me back. But also, I always make sure that even if I'm sending, let's say, an email, that I make it so personal that I learn something about the organization or the person that I'm reaching out to, because we love making connection with other human beings, right? So I don't want to sound like it's all about me. It's like, how can I work with your organization so we can help more Latinas, in my case, become investors and break generational cycles, okay? The other thing that I do is there are times when I will literally record myself and say, hi. Let me actually play it as if I'm doing it, right? Let's say that I'm reaching to Say Hola Wealth. I will record myself saying, hi, Say Hola Wealth. My name is Lucy, and I was going through your company's website or your nonprofit website, and I noticed that your values align with Say Hola. Here are my values. And I'm reaching out to you today because I would love to collaborate with your organization. I will also say, this is who I am. This is what I've been able to accomplish since launching my business. This is how I've been able to accomplish since starting my wealth building journey. And so I leverage all of that. 100%. Like, I want them to know about me because, again, I'm not everyone's cup of tea and not everyone knows my story. And I think this is something that I see so many of you do right now on Instagram, where you created a post about what got you there, but it's been years or months since you already posted. So you have to constantly remind people of your journey to the point where you're like, oh my God, I can vomit. Like, I know my story from left to right, up and down. Like, you want that because people are always coming to your Instagram, to your website, to your email list. And so if you don't share who you are, no one is going to do it for you. The next thing that I do as I'm reaching out to prospects, which I forgot to mention, that was point number two, by the way, because I got excited, is I also use software to help me maintain a clear list of all of the people that I'm reaching out to. Why? Because not everyone is going to say yes at once. And I probably don't want all of them to say yes right away, because just imagine that. Like, I will be so overwhelmed. Let's say that I send 5 to 10 speaking engagement requests and all of them say, yeah, let's hire you. I don't want that, right? And neither do you. So keep a clear list of, like, even your dream speaking engagements that you want to do. For example, I remember wanting to be part of one of a very well-known community that talks about wealth. And I reached out to the main organizer for Amigas in Wealth Summit. And I remember I like this person personally. I've never met her in person, but her vibe is just so powerful. And I have a girl crush on this mujer. And so I literally sent her a message on Instagram. And I'm pretty sure I said that to her. I said, hey, I love everything that your company is doing. And I said, don't mind me, but I do have a girl crush on you because you're so bold. You speak your truth. And I'm fascinated with who you are. And I actually invited her to come to the podcast. And as I'm interviewing them, I'm pretty sure she could tell that I was just drooling about everything she was saying. And so I decided that I wanted to make the connection with her. Because it wasn't something transactional for me. Like, I actually wanted to learn from her. And I actually even got so close to hiring her to be my coach, but then she ended up closing her schedule. But I digress. So what I want you to know is that if you see a speaking opportunity, go after it. Even if you think it's, oh my God, me van a decir que no. You want them to tell you no. So then with this person, at a later time, maybe like a couple of months, maybe 3 months, I send her an email back and say, hey, I am looking for unpaid speaking opportunities for Financial Literacy Month. And she was like, oh, let me put your name in the pool of all the people that we have and we will let you know. But because I had made a connection with her, I was very true on my values. Like, I repeated that over and over. She came to me and said, we actually want to pay you. And I wasn't expecting to get paid for this opportunity, but it came out of nowhere. And so from that opportunity came $19,000 that I have a post on my Instagram, my personal Instagram, which is That Lucy King. And that's how much money I was able to make from this opportunity. So as you approaching these speaking opportunities, get clear on your values, get clear on your audience, but also don't make it just transactional, because that energy is not going to go well. Okay. So let me look at my notes. If this podcast resonates with you and you are ready to embrace becoming financially free and build generational wealth, I would like to invite you to apply to work with me privately. It is the most intimate way to connect with me, and you will be fully supported to achieve your financial goals once and for all. Here's what past clients have said about working with me. One of my clients said, I feel confident in ways I can invest my money. You have helped me connect the dots on how investing truly works. It is simple, fun, and less scary than I thought. Another client said, I have so much clarity on the mindset blockers that were holding me back from increasing my wealth. And many of my clients have said that investing in financial coaching has been one of the best investments they ever made. If you are ready to see these mujeres and their beautiful faces, go ahead and head over to my Instagram account so you can hear it directly from them. And make sure that you click on the highlights under results. And if you feel inspired, go ahead and schedule a call today using the link in the show notes. Now, let's get back to the show. The other thing that I do is I also leverage guest coaching opportunities. What does that mean? That I reach out to masterminds or group coaching that align with who I am. I think you're starting to see a theme right here, okay? And so I reach out to them and I always say, hey, I'm available for guest coaching. And the other thing that I want to reiterate to you is I never assume that people don't want to pay me. Let me say that again. I never assume that people don't want to pay me. Especially if you reach out to guest coaching opportunities, it's so important that you understand the value that you bring and your expertise, because you are not really doing a favor to any masterminds that you go and show up, okay? And for example, I hire guest coaches to come and talk to my group, the girls inside the Say Hola Wealth Academy, which is my 6-month group program for Latinas. And I pay my guest coaches. I pay them money. I don't believe in free work. I'm like, me curé ya de trabajar gratis, right? But I also want to say something. There has been times when I swap guest coaching with other coaches and we're fine, but we set the expectation from the beginning and it's clear, okay? The other thing that I do is I've also decided to do less actually guest coaching when it comes to my time. Guest coaching is good, but I learned that guest coaching doesn't give me the value for what I do, because not everyone is like Lucy, okay? Not everyone is, yeah, let me give you free things. Let me give you this. I've learned that. And as you practice this, putting yourself out there, you're going to learn that not everyone aligns with your values. You're going to learn that there's also some coaches that are very protective of their audiences. And you're like, I'm not here to take your clients. I'm here to teach them something. And so leverage guest coaching, but also it's okay for you to do it and then decide that you don't want to do it. Okay. Now, I'm pretty sure I said this to you, and that is that I keep track of everyone that I reach out to. I have a database right now since launching my business that has over contact. I've used software to keep track of who I reach out to, again, because not everyone is going to say yes right away. The other thing, which is point number 3, is so important that you negotiate your contracts. I know we get so excited when we get the opportunity. We're like, yeah, of course, I'll do it. And we get so excited and we think, oh my God, maybe I can take a selfie for Instagram. And we completely forget the money part, which I'm going to talk about it, because I am big on negotiating everything right now, especially as a business owner. I have a team that I pay a salary to. As I mentioned, I also hire guest coaches to come and teach us things inside the Say Hola Wealth Academy. And so I need cash flow for this, right? And when it comes to negotiating contracts, I really have built my confidence and I have healed my relationship with earning to the point where I know 100% what I bring to the table, okay? And I also set very clear expectations with the people that want to hire me to speak. For example, I ask them 100% all the time, who is the audience that I'm going to be speaking to? If they come to me and say, hey, they're white women that are like 65 to 85, I'm probably going to say no thanks. Why? Because they're not my ideal client. And there has been times when they offer me $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 to speak, and I said no thank you. But again, for me to have the audacity to say no to those kind of amounts, I have to be very clear with my values, which again, not everyone is comfortable getting there. The other thing that I do is I ask them as many questions as I need to before they come to the call. Not just who is your audience, but I ask them, what is your budget for the event? I ask them, what time of the day do you need me? Do I need to travel? Do I need to fly? Do I need to stay over? I ask them all of these questions. The way I build up my inquiry form on my website, which I invite you to go and check it out. Let's not copy each other because no somos gemelas, but you can use it as a reference for you, okay? But I ask them things that I need to know why, because I am a mom. And maybe you're not a mom. Maybe you don't have children, right? But for me, I need to know all of these answers so I can plan accordingly. The other thing that I mentioned already that I'm going to reiterate on this section is I never assume that they don't want to pay me. Let me say that again. I never assume the companies or organizations don't want to pay. Even if they put $0 on the speaking inquiry, I always will ask them once I'm on the call with them, which I do through Zoom. I always ask. Okay, let me go over some of the answers that you listed because I do that. Okay. And I will say, okay, your event is this day, is for this audience. And out of curiosity, what is your budget? Even if they put zero, I will still ask them, what is your budget? And so people will say, oh, I put zero because I didn't know how much you charge. Or people will say, oh, I put zero because we were hoping that you can do an in-kind donation in exchange for X, Y, and Z, right? But I always ask them. But again, I've healed my relationship with money, that I, speaking about money and negotiation is so like normal to me now. The other thing that I do is I personalize my approach as I am talking to these people. Just because I have a form on my website that has questions doesn't mean that every single conversation that I have with these organizers or organizations or events is going to be the same. And there are times when people will tell me, hey, I can only give you $250, which is great. $50. Let that sink for a moment. $250 usually is for an hour of work, which is a lot of money. However, no, I know that my value has gone up. And I also know that if I want to really be part of this event, A, I need to ask my husband to help me with the chicas, or B, I have to hire someone to come and help me watch them. So based on that, I know that I need more than $250. And I do make my proposals so friendly where I will deliver what I promise. I never promise things that I'm not going to deliver. Like I know that if I tell someone, hire me and your staff is going to do X, Y, and Z, like I know that they're going to do it because my presentation will be very tailored to what they want, okay? And then the other thing that I do is, which just happened, by the way, when I had the keynote that I just got, which was the first keynote that I've ever gotten from Say Hola Wealth. And that was on my vision board. Like I can still see this sticking out right from where I'm sitting right now as I'm recording the podcast. That person saw me speak at another event. So I know that maybe you're like terrified of in-person events, but that's another thing that I'm doing, especially this year, 2024. Am I doing online business? You bet. Am I doing everything online? No, I am not. And the reason why is because I have seen that anytime I speak, whether it's in person or through Zoom, I always get people that come either to my email list or people that literally are ready to work for me, okay? And so one of my goals for 2024 is I want to do more in-person events because I really want to spend less time in front of the computer, if I'm being honest with you. My ninas are growing and I don't want to miss on anything that they have going on. And so right now, as I'm recording the podcast, like I had several opportunities that came actually right after the keynote that I did at a college. And so I am already negotiating with the next event organizers, like, hey, what do we want to do? When do you need me? All of these things, because I do want to do more in-person events because I just love the energy of being in a room with other mujeres, con otros estudiantes, maybe they're students. I love just being there to talk about everything, not just investing and money management, but also the power of negotiation, how to overcome money limiting beliefs, right? And so what I want you to take away from this is that speaking engagements are something that you can add as another source of income to your business. Now, I don't want you to approach it from a place of a ver si pega. Let's see if it works. For 2023, one of my goals was to have $50,000 in speaking engagements. How crazy is that? For 2024, one of my goals is to have $100,000 from speaking engagements. And how crazy is that just to hear those numbers? And again, speaking engagements are another source of revenue or income for you, but you have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to reach out to people and get a bunch of no's. And if I'm being honest with you, I also want to challenge you to be willing to not just take everything that comes your way. Because there's so many organizations that will want to tokenize you, especially because you're Latina, you're a woman of color, right? And so those opportunities, maybe those opportunities, you just need to let them go. The next thing is, don't assume that people don't want to pay you. People want to pay you. And that is a belief that I had starting in 2023 and that I'm carrying through 2024 is that everyone wants to pay me. Everyone is lining up to hire me to speak and they are dying to pay me. That's my belief, right? And I work on that money mindset over and over. And this is exactly what I do, mujeres. And so I hope that this podcast episode resonates with you. But before I let you go, let me just recap the 3 points that we cover on today's episode. We talk about finding speaking opportunities by identifying your target audience, getting crystal clear on that, using Google Alerts to get automations directly to your inbox on those events that you want to attend. I also talk about the importance of personalize your emails or your connections as you are reaching out to people. And I also talk about the importance of creating a database where you maintain all of the name of those people that you're reaching out, because not everyone is going to hire you right away. I talk to you about leveraging guest coaching for other opportunities. And lastly, I talk to you about the importance of negotiating contracts by building confidence, setting clear expectations, and also making sure that you are tailoring your proposals to align clients with your values, okay? So again, I hope this podcast serves you. And te voy a pedir un favor, if you found value, I want you to share it with your amiga, your friends, your community, because I do believe in the power of community over competition. And one of us rises, we need to be able to bring the other mujer with us. With that being said, let's go ahead and build wealth. What if I told you there is a way to get paid for the skills, knowledge, and the expertise you already have? Introducing Jefas and Wealth, a private offer for the beginner and aspiring coach who wants to build a business where they can make money while pursuing financial freedom and, of course, create more impact in our community. There are a million ways to make a million, and you might be sitting on the best idea that you can monetize. If you are ready to learn more, make sure you check the link in the show notes. On the Say Hola Well podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general information purposes and it does not constitute legal, accounting, tax, or other legal advice. Listeners should not act upon the content information without seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professionals. We assume no responsibility for the information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liabilities with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracy, omissions, misleading, or defamatory statement. Usage of this podcast and associated content constitute an explicit understanding of acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.